This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, Ram fans, this is Ali Farokmanesh, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
July 1st, summer, we're right in the middle of it, man, and what better way to celebrate summer than checking out some local baseball with the Fort Collins Foxes. Joining me now on the First Advantage Hotline, owner of the team, president and owner of the team, Preston Munch. Preston, always good to catch up with you, my friend.
Hey, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing, you know what? We're doing pretty good here. I can't believe it's already July, but here we are.
I know. We're halfway through our summer season already.
It's crazy. It's moving like crazy for you guys. But tonight is another special night, and this is what we talk about when we're doing our reads and discussing the Fort Collins Foxes, and we just love the partnership and love what you guys are all about. But you're always doing these kind of theme nights, too, to add a little extra juice to the nights for the families, for the kids. And tonight's another special one.
Yeah. So tonight we're doing retro night, and so Foxes go back to 2005, so some people don't realize there's some history here. And so tonight, when I acquired the team, we went to the storage, and in the storage was all this great vintage stuff from the Foxes going back to the 2000s, including the old jerseys. So Brady, tonight we're busting out the old maroon and gold jerseys. We got the hats still from the original days. It's great. We got all this original merch we're going to be selling. I mean, Fox's pillows with the old brand on it. So it's going to be a fun night. Our coaches, even though it might be a little warm, going to wear the old bomber jacket. So it's going to be a blast. And yeah, we're going to bust out the old jerseys. And these would be the jerseys that Stephen Vogt, of course, the Guardians manager, would have wore when he was a Fox.
Wow. Yeah. These would be great collector items too, to get the, because like you said, with Vogt, like what he's doing now, obviously that's a great tie in and a great thing for you guys to promote the fact that, hey guys, remember he was Fox.
Yeah. And so, for those fans who've been to a game, we have banners, player banners up, and one of the players we highlight, one of the alumni, is Stephen Vogt. So, the guys are actually really jazzed. Actually, one of the coaches just texted, he's like, hey, when do we get to pick up these jerseys? We're jazzed to put them on. So it's going to be a really fun night. And it's a great night because, all right, we got the theme nights and we have the fun there. But Brady, as we always talk about, I'm a baseball purist. We want really good baseball, too. So for those baseball fans, so tonight we play the Hazelarks, one of the elite summer college teams in the country. So we're very fortunate they get to come to Fort Collins. We played them last night. They got the best of us last night. It was a great game until we got to about the seventh inning. Tonight, they're back on the mound against us, and it's a great matchup. They're 17-1. 2 years ago in 24, they won the Summer Collegiate World Series, which takes place in Wichita. So if you want to see future dudes, I mean, I guarantee you there's going to be a major league or two that you're going to see today. Tonight's the night to come and check it out.
Yeah, and you and I were talking a little bit back and forth via text, and you know, just this team, one of maybe the best summer collegiate teams in not just, you know, because I know it's Kansas, not just kind of this area, but in the entire United States.
Yeah. I mean, they're throwing guys last night that were, you know, they were hitting mid-90s last night, right? And so, but for our guys, too, it's a great opportunity, right? And it's great exposure. And that's why these kids play summer baseball, is they want to get exposed to this type of caliber of players and pitchers. So when they're going on back to their school, they're prepared more to see that type of pitching. So tonight, I'm guessing we're going to see Lark's ace tonight. And, he's been throwing it. So, but at the same time, great opportunity, right, for our team to elevate and put on a great show for our fans.
Retro night for the Fort Collins Foxes, sporting the uniforms that they wore back in 2005, 2006. So this will be a fun night, just kind of when you add a little extra to it. But then you throw in the fact that you've got a lot of stud players, and obviously they've got a lot of stud players, and it's a family-friendly environment, too. I mean, you're mixing in high-level baseball affordable baseball with a lot of fun things that you can do before and after and during the game.
Yeah. So last night, for those who were there, we had a great crowd last night. We brought in a live band. And so we did a pregame concert that started 30 minutes before first pitch. And then the band played in between the half innings. They did the Name That Tune. They played that. Then they played Take Me Out to the Ball Game during the seventh inning stretch. It was awesome. I mean, like, and guys, this is when you know you're doing something right. Hayes Larks, they put on, they hold 3,000 people. I mean, they get 3,000 people a game. They had players coming up to our players and saying, hey, this last night, that what you guys are doing, that was the best environment we have been in all season, including their own home games, right? So that's when you know you're doing something right.
Talk to me a little bit about the live music. You went into it a bit, but you know when I was discussing that yesterday, just how much of a probably a challenge that is for you to get everything together and make it work just right, and then you got Hayes coming to you saying, "Dude, this is like one of the best experiences." What is that process like getting? Because you got the baseball game that you're planning for and getting ready for. Plus, you're planning the live music, which again, summer nights, baseball, live music, it's perfect. But what kind of a process is that, Preston?
Yeah. So you got the logistics, right? City Park's a beautiful field. We love playing there. But at the same time, it's not a gated in environment. So we get there early every day. We set it up. We turn it into a gated environment. And then you do have some logistical challenges, but we work within that, right? And that's what you got to do is work within what you have. And so we brought the band in, and we don't have a lot of power there, so we got to split out power. So the band is off one circuit. We're off another circuit running our operations. But you know what? You make it work. And at the end of the day, no one else knows any different, and that's your goal, right? Whether you're running a baseball team, you're running a business, right? The customer doesn't know any different on all the work that it takes. All you worry about is when they get there, they say, wow, that was a fun night. I can't wait to come back. And so that's what we do every day, but you know what? We love what we do.
Oh, and you can tell. I was bragging about you, Preston, specifically to someone here at the station that stopped by, and we were talking about, you know, these different leagues. There's a lot of sports going on. You know, there's a ton of different sporting venues you can check out, whether it's pros, collegiate, whatever, throughout the summer months too. And I was saying, man, there's a certain way to go about what you're going to do with a team like the Foxes. And I think you and your crew, you have it down. You get, hey, we want good baseball, but we also want to make this like a memorable experience for when you come to the game. It's not just the game. It's everything that goes into it. You walk away and say, man, that was a celebration. And you guys are doing it the right way.
Yeah. That's our goal, right? Is family entertainment. And, you know, we had, probably another 100 kids last night at the game. Kids love it because we do things like, hey, go get a foul ball, bring it back. We're going to give you a buck, right? Kids love that. We do the autographs all the time. I mean, it was so fun last night watching all these kids getting autographs from the players before the game. They're throwing the ball. Like you see at the major league level, players say, hey, throw me your ball over the fence, right? Throw it over. Get me a pin through the fence. I'll sign it. You see kids all night last night, jersey signed, their hat signed, whatever they had. They're grabbing pieces of paper. They're grabbing the roster, right? And so, again, creating memories. We only have 2 months to do it. So we go hard, we go fast. But at the end of the summer, hopefully we create something that the kids remember. But also, you know, again, I'm a baseball guy. I'm hoping these kids, it encourages them to continue to follow the game and play the game, right? Like my two young boys, now all of a sudden, every single day, they're in our backyard playing baseball. And they pretend they're one of the Foxes players, right? So my 6-year-old's saying, now batting catcher Gladys, right? That's our left fielder. And he's doing it, and I kid you not, Brady, you'll love this. My other son walks him. He flips his bat, and whenever a Fox player walks, we play walk it out. And I see my son, and he's going to first base. And he's all, walk it out. And I'm like, that is what we're trying to create and bring to the community.
And I love it too. That's you get the kids excited and get those autographs too, because like you said, there's a lot of these guys that you're probably going to see in major ballparks pretty darn soon.
Yeah, exactly. And so, Hayes has got a ton of guys in the majors now, a lot on the D1 level. Matter of fact, the College World Series MVP 2 summers ago for Tennessee, he had 3 home runs in 3 games during that College World Series at Omaha. He was a Hayes Lark, right? And so So, yeah, so tonight's going to be a fun night. Again, it's your last chance to see the Alarcs come into town. So I encourage everyone to get out. First pitch, 6:05. Tons of retro gear. I'm actually, as I'm talking to you, I'm loading up the truck with the retro gear. So it's going to be a great night. And then after that, we have two more games at home, and we play our rival, Boulder. Anytime Fort Collins and Boulder play each other in any sport, it's always fun. It's always a little heated. So that will be the next 2 days, Thursday and Friday.
So kind of like a new version of the Rocky Mountain Showdown, Preston. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
Preston, my man, always appreciate you, dude. And like, I mean this, anytime you have something, you let me know. I love what you're doing, and I'm very grateful for the partnership that we have with you guys, and look forward to continuing.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it as well, and look forward to seeing the fans at City Park tonight. First pitch. 6:05
for ticket information, schedule information. Check out FortCollinsFoxes.com. Preston, we'll catch up with you soon, my friend.
Hey, thanks, Brady.
Preston Munch, owner and president of the Fort Collins Foxes. They play at City Park Field. That's where the Fox Den is, where Fort Collins comes together for summer baseball, located right there in the heart of the city. It's the perfect setting for a night under the lights, cold drinks, food trucks, crack of the bat, and of course now they got introducing live music out there too. So it's a great experience for the family. FortCollinsFoxes.com. I know you love to watch the Rockies, but not everybody wants to drive all the way down to Denver to do that. This is a nice opportunity here with the Foxes. Check them out, FortCollinsFoxes.com. 43 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.